Harper Audio presents Crown of Crystal Flame by C.L. Wilson. Performed by Emily Durante. Prologue. Northern Silyria, 24th day of Varados. Death raked like a knife across Elisette Baristani's empathic soul. Talissa Burial de Seaborn was dead, killed by the Terran venom in the red Fecha her husband Colum had thrown at her Fey truemate, Adriel Velarkinas. Of Colum de Seaborn, Talissa's husband, there was no sign. The scorch of ozone, the odor of powerful magic released with explosive force, still hung heavy in the air. No one needed to draw Elisetta a picture. She'd felt Colum's hate-filled fury, felt Talissa's death, Adriel's wild, deadly rage. She'd sensed the moment Colum's anger turned to terror, seen the unmistakable explosion of Adriel's magic, and then nothing. A vacuum of emotion, the utter stunned silence of disbelief, followed at last by grief and accusation, and a chaotic whirl of unchecked thoughts and feelings. Colum had discovered his wife returning from the forest with her fey lover, and he'd set into motion the series of events that had led to this, Talissa and Adriel dead. Colum, simply gone.
"My son!"
Great Lord Seaborn, Colum's father, stepped into the open space where his son had been. His eyes swept the clearing, his jaw thrust out aggressively.
"Where's my son?"
"He's gone." Talissa's